kind of tree George Washington cut down.
Cherry.
And this is a tree that, it's got big, shiny green leaves on it and big white flowers.
Oh, magnolia.
What the different kinds of flowering bushes are there?
Oh, my, listen. Alpheus. Cape Jasmine's. And, camellias and azaleas. Oh, they're just worlds of kind, different kinds.
Do you ever hear of one called a spoonwood or spoonhunt or mountain laurel, rhododendron?
Well, I've heard of mountain laurel, but they don't grow around here, I don't believe.
Uh-huh.
Forsythia.
Mm-hmm. A kind of a berry that I don't think it grows here. Some of them are red, some of them are red and black. It has sort of a rough surface to it.
Not a dewberry or a blackberry.
No, it starts with an R.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a rat?
A what?
Rat.
Rat.
Raspberry, a raspberry.
Oh, raspberry. Yes, I have. But they, I guess they would grow around here, but not very well.
Uh-huh. What do you call them?
Raspberries.
And if you saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you'd tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be
poison.
And what different kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Poison oak.
What else?
I don't know the real name for it.
How can you recognize poison oak?
Well, you know it by just... I don't know it because I was taught when I was a child not to get close to that it was poison, that it would make you break out.
Mm-hmm. How can you recognize it?
By the leaves. And sometimes the vine.
Does it have a certain number of leaves?
No, just the shape of them and the color and everything.
What shape are they?
They kind of remind me of a sweet gum leaf. Not quite as big and not as thick or anything, but they... shape of them is kind of like that.
What color are they?
Light green.
Uh-huh. And this is a bush. The leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it's got clusters of berries on it.
Sumac.
Okay. And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways they refer to each other? Or old-fashioned ways?
Well, no, not that I know.
And a woman who's lost her husband would be called a...
widow.
Huh?
Widow.
What if he just left her? Then she'd be a...
Grace widow.
Okay.
Grace widow.
And would they have to be divorced to be a grass widow?
Well, I guess if they were just separated, she'd just still be, she wouldn't be a widow.
Uh-huh.
But if they are divorced, she'd be a widow.
Uh-huh. And the man whose child you are, he's your...
father.
And his wife is your...
mother.
And together they're called your...
father and mother.
Or your...
parents.
What did you call your father?
Papa.
What else do people...
father.
Anything else people call their father nowadays?
Sometimes a very unkind fellow will call him their old man.
Uh-huh. That sounds kind of bad.
I wouldn't disrespect him like that.
What about your mother? What would you call her?
I don't think they called her anything disrespectful. I think people have more respect for their mother.
Uh-huh. What did you call your mother when you were growing
Mama.
Up?
Mama. Mama.
And your father's father would be your...
grandfather.